The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, some awesome Aussie games get support, why your favourite indie game store had to hide games on its platform, plus news on Elden Ring Nightreign, Pokemon, and Battlefield. Here is the news for Sunday, 27th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Some good news for Aussie developers and gamers worldwide. Screen Australia will provide a share of $1.4 million Australian dollars to a bunch of new games in development. The funds will go towards 26 new games, as well as more funding for Free Play, an indie organisation that runs festivals for developers and the community. More support for Australian developers to tell Australian stories is always a good thing. We have a beautiful, rich, storied and troubled history in this country, and the nuances of that history are sometimes left unmentioned, I'll say, in games set in or featuring Australia.
If you've read our Death Stranding 2 review by Sifter's own Adam Christou, you'll understand why it's worth mentioning. Because the game, despite being set in Australia, doesn't really include any of our incredible 60,000 years of cultural history. We'll link to the article in the show notes, and we'll also include a link to the Screen Australia media release so you can check out the games that will score some funding. And of course, keep listening to Walkthrough for all the latest on up-and-coming Aussie games. The biggest news this week has been the ongoing saga surrounding the campaign against payment processes targeting games hosted on Steam. And now indie platform Itch.io has been forced to hide any titles tagged NSFW with some wide-ranging consequences. In particular, a bunch of games made by queer creators on Itch were made invisible in search.
This comes after the owner of Steam, Valve, admitted to cracking down on adult games that violated the rules and standards of payment processes, removing them from Steam completely. Itch.io said in a statement on its website that it's also under pressure from payment processes, as well as controversial activist group Collective Shout, and they were put in a position where they'd need to stop taking payments for every single game or de-index games tagged NSFW from search.
You might be wondering why MasterCard and Visa might feel so much pressure to crack down on companies like Itch.io and Valve. Like, what is the link? Well, an act passed by US Congress in 2018 called the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, or FOSTA, put liability on these websites, meaning they can be sued if their website is seen to be promoting sex trafficking. In 2022, a judge ruled that Visa could be taken to court over a case against Pornhub, as the court could comfortably infer that Visa intended to help MindGeek, Pornhub's owner, monetize illegal content. The judge said that Visa provided the tools used to complete a crime, this called Visa, to stop processing payments for Pornhub.
It's an incredible mess, and a lot of people are worried that legitimate artist expression, especially from marginalized communities, will be caught in the crossfire. Although some worry that maybe that is by design. We'll keep you updated as more comes out. Pika, pika. The Pokemon Company held a Pokemon Presents this week, and as always, there were a stack of announcements. There is a new title called Pokemon Champions, which is a battle-focused game where you recruit Pokemon to your team rather than catch them or bring your faves over from Pokemon Home. And a new puzzle game called Pokemon Friends dropped the day of the showcase. It's a daily puzzle game where you solve a variety of Pokemon-themed brain teasers to earn items and yarn to make Pokemon plushies, which you use to decorate a virtual room. It's available for free on Android and iOS devices, but does cost on the Switch.
The fun Netflix TV series Pokemon Concierge is back with a new season on September 4, with Haru and Psyduck continuing their work at the Island Resort and getting into some more mischief. I'm pretty excited for that one, but I am also excited for a new series, Pokemon Tales, The Misadventures of Sirfetch'd and Pichu, due for release in 2027. It's produced by Aardman, the studio behind Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep. And of course, plenty of updates for current titles like Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, and more info about the upcoming Pokemon Legends ZA as we gear up to that launch. You can check everything out in our show notes. Good news if you have only a single mate who shares your love of Souls-likes, multiplayer Elden Ring Nightreign will be getting a two-player mode soon. The Duo Expeditions mode will be here later this week, which means you can now play solo, as a pair, or in a group of three.
Speaking to IGN earlier this year, Junya Ishizaki said the lack of duos mode at launch was basically a balancing decision. More ways to play is always better in my book. Battlefield 6 is officially the next game from EA DICE as the game heads back to its contemporary military setting. A private military is causing chaos and sets the scene for this conflict that doesn't sound like real life events at all. So that's fun. A little bit of escapism, you know? That's what we like out of video games. This series has a bit of a soft spot for me, as Battlefield was the first series where I really got into the multiplayer side of gaming. But I'll be real, this trailer does feel a bit hoorah military propaganda to me, you know? Enlistment rates are dropping pretty dramatically, so gonna get those kids fired up to join the military. And yeah, this seems like it's doing that job. A lot of really long close-up shots of an American flag pin on the president's jacket for what is meant to be a video game trailer.
There are a lot of destructible environments, a single-player campaign for the first time in years. Rumors are pointing to a launch pretty soon, maybe even as close as October this year, but bad luck if you're on PS4 or Xbox One. This game will likely drop those consoles.
That's it for headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Open world sequel Grounded 2 is out in early access on the 29th. Dive back into the backyard as a shrunken survivor, this time with the ability to tame and ride insects. Uncover the hidden mysteries of the suburbs on PC and Xbox Series S and X this Tuesday.
After massive delays, the cozy Hobbiton life sim Tales of the Shire is finally releasing. Sifter's own Kat Jan got her hands on it early and absolutely loves it. Try it for yourself when it releases on all platforms on Wednesday, and keep an eye on our feeds for Kat's thoughts.
Next up, we have Ninja Gaiden Ragebound. It's a hack and slash throwback side-scroller by the team behind Blasphemous. It looks slick and nostalgic. Pick it up on all platforms on the 31st.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, we've been sharing heaps on our website lately with features on video game collectors, local cooperative game dev hubs, and more. The best place for you to go is visit sifter.com.au and check in regularly. Reviews, interviews, and feature articles are all there, so check it out.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jan, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Naomi Jackson, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and also script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast. And thank you to Fiona, who will be holding the fort for the next few weeks or so whilst I take a little bit of a break. And thanks to anyone who helps her out and jumps in and fills in for me over that time as well. I'll miss you all, but I'll be back shortly.
And we will always miss you, Kyle. It'll be sad, but we'll look forward to when you come back. We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speed run. This time we're digging into the prequel Doom, the Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.